Think you know how to party? Well, science does. In fact, there are nerds out there that spend their whole lives researching the ins and outs of sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
But don't take this nerd's word for it. In the Party Science Podcast, we break down the research behind a good time and a great time.
I'm Dr. Joel Rindelob, a real-life scientific researcher.
And I'm comedian Courtney Dawson, a real-life party girl.
And together, we talk to world experts in psychedelics.
Look at topics like the physiology of squirting and show you how science parties harder than you thought possible.
Stay tuned every Wednesday for a new episode scientifically proven to rock your dome.
This is a Frank Podcast.
Good day, Tifano. It is to improvise here. We're here for that fuck out of here Friday. It is just me today. Riding it solo. Also, I don't know how my mic settings are. I'm doing this from home because I'm a lazy motherfucker. I don't want to go into the studio. So we're testing this out. I know that it's not too bad of quality, I'm guessing. But anyway, hope we can get on to some fuck out of here Fridays. If this is your first time coming through on a Friday, I pick one thing to just go, yo, get the fuck out of here. And then we have a chat about it. Normally we have some banters coming in from everybody else. Last week, myself and Regan, who normally comes on fuck out of here Friday. But, you know, we can switch it up from time to time. I'm trying to look for my fucking thing. But anyway, today's fuck out of here Friday. And we're coming straight off Easter. And I'm going to say, you know what? Easter eggs, you can get the fuck out of here. Yeah, Easter eggs, I'm talking about you. I'm talking about the fucking Easter eggs that cost fucking 20-something bucks. 10 bucks I can do, okay? But holy shit, some of these are, the one that, the shark one you can get, it's like, it's a big shark and it's like a kg of chocolate. Kids don't need that shit. And I'm not, I'm not going to get on the high horse about, healthy or that. No. I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to say the consumerism of this shit is real. Okay, everybody. And you know for damn sure that when you were a kid, you were getting those little marshmallow ones that come in the foil. What the fuck is that about? Remember that? They used to have them in foils. It was like, I don't think they fucking sell them anymore. But man, that's the best you're going to do. That's the best you're going to get. Unless your family are well off, the best you're going to get is just one Easter egg that has the foil on it and the marshmallows inside. And also, speaking of inside, I see now that Easter eggs aren't even putting, that used to be the joy of Easter eggs, right? Is that you'd have your Easter egg and, excuse me, and inside of it would be the goods. You know, inside of it might be, might be a toy, might be M&Ms inside of it, might be like lollies. It was the whole treat of getting an Easter egg. You grab the Easter egg, you crack open a little bit, you eat some, you look inside. Hey, look at that, some more scorched almonds. They don't do that shit no more. Nah. You open that box up, it's straight up, all it is a fucking, it's a bag of lollies. They're like, oh, I have this new crunchy Easter egg. I don't know if there's one, but I'm just, you know, fucking spitballing this one. We're going to do an Easter egg with crunchies, but we're not going to put the crunchy inside it, but we're just going to put it in a little bag and then you could put it in yourself. I might as well just buy a fucking crunchy. I just buy an Easter egg and a crunchy at the same time. See, if all Easter eggs were like Kinder Surprises, then I'd be like, yo, keen. Okay, I'll get my kids some Kinder Surprise. If they had an Easter egg that had V-Bucks for Fortnite in it, you damn fucking right I'll get that shit. You know, a new skin for a Call of Duty. I'd be like, yeah, here you go. Here you fucking go. All goods. And also, here's the thing about Easter eggs. It kind of has nothing to do with what Easter is anyway. Like, there was no eggs involved with Jesus, I don't think. I don't think they were egging him. I think they were throwing stones. Maybe stones could be symbolic of, no. I do get the rebirth and all that stuff, but still, you know, why can't it just be, why can't we find something, if we're going to celebrate that, let's celebrate that. Let's not try to be symbolic about, let's not try to do metaphors about things, okay? Just, hey, let's get a chocolate rock. Let's get a chocolate stone. I don't know. I think my kids are at a point in their lives at the moment where that stuff is, what's the word? They're kind of like, oh, cool, Easter eggs mean chocolate. That's it. There's no symbolism with it. It's like, oh, cool, we get chocolates. Hot cross buns is another thing I want to talk about. Are hot cross buns important? And I get it because of the cross, but do people wait all year for hot cross buns? Like, I don't think, is there one other holiday that has a food associated with it, like hot cross buns? You can't, I mean, Thanksgiving with in America with turkey, yeah, but we don't really celebrate that. Christmas, I don't feel as if like a pavlova, maybe, like a pavlova could, like, you could be like, yo, I could say, but we can have pavlovas all year around. A birthday cake, I suppose, but those change it up. But there's it's almost like Easter. The people that, the bakers and the chocolate makers are like, listen, man, we need a holiday. We need one fucking holiday where we can just fucking get as much money as possible. And then we just chill for the rest of the year. We don't have to make these hot cross buns anymore. We don't need to make these eggs anymore. I don't think the Easter bunny is a thing either. If we went Easter bunny versus Santa in terms of who you have to keep a secret for the longest time, Santa wins that hands down. Hands fucking down. Santa is killing it. So, like, there's people, there's kids that are getting into their teens that still believe in Santa. But no, but like Easter bunny, what the fuck are you doing? Are you bouncing in the house? What actually is the Easter bunny? Is there any lore behind the Easter bunny? Is the Easter bunny kind of like, we try to make something, you know, those bakers and the chocolate people, they were like, let's find like our Santa Claus. Yeah, hey, let's find our version of the Santa Claus. And there was this one dude in the back, bro, I got this idea, G, bunny, make it a bunny, my bro. Oh, yeah, let's fucking make it a bunny. That sounds mean. But what's the bunny going to do? Oh, the bunny's going to come in and he's going to jump into the house and he's going to put little chocolate Easter eggs around for people. Yeah. That does not sound like the story behind that is not good enough. I need a solid, like, at least with Santa Claus, you know, he comes down the chimney, he's got powers, you know, like to escape. He, you know, he flies his rain. He's got a reindeer. He's got a sleigh. He's got a big sack. What the fuck does the Easter bunny have? He's just a bunny. He's a bunny that can bring you fucking Easter eggs. Easter egg hunts, though, top tier. Top tier on the Easter egg hunts. If you can, you know, you hide Easter eggs around your house outside, kids got to find it. I think we need to adopt that for Christmas / birthdays / anniversaries / any celebrations that involve presents. We should just say, hey, listen, I've hidden your presents. I've hidden them all over the house. You have to go and find them now. You go and find them. Piss off. Go and find them. And then, you know, then that's when you actually say, actually, I'm sorry, I didn't get you anything. Oh, these are fun. These are hella fun. These are fun doing it by yourself. Shit. For my Easter, what did I do? I was painting walls. Yep, not in Easter colors at all. I can't even remember the last time I had a good Easter. A good Easter where it was like something to do. Like, it was like, wow, somebody got me an Easter egg that wasn't my kids. It wasn't my kids' Easter egg. It was for me specifically. The Easter bunny didn't, he knows. He knows I see through his shit. That's what it is. If you feel the same way about Easter, can you holler at me? Send me a DM. Last week I had Joachim. come through, send me a voice message. And that's what I need. I need voice messages so I can play it on here and we can have some fun. It's a short week this week, you whanau, so enjoy your weekend. If you're out, if you're watching WrestleMania, for you wrestling guys out there, fucking holler at me. But if you're not, don't judge, okay? It's real to me, damn it. It's real to me. And I'm going to leave you like that. Enjoy the weekend. And I was on Monday. I have Alyssa. I've got Alyssa Wilson. She's an OnlyFans model, but not even only that. She's an entrepreneur. She's amazing. I hope you guys can enjoy that. It gets a bit out the gate. I'm just going to fucking warn you. If you're listening to this and you're like, Tim, you know what? I like the wholesome stuff. Like last week with Ravinda, or like this week with Ravinda. If you're like, I like that, don't listen to this week. Please don't do it. Please don't do it. Because if some of the things she says, okay, it's great. It's great content and it's real. It's what she's gone through. But man, so I think back at some of the questions I asked and like, bro, shut the hell up. You shouldn't be asking these fucking questions. Enjoy your week end coming up and I'll catch you guys on Monday. Keep sharing and give me a fucking review, eh? Stop being slack ass. All right. Love you guys. See you.
Frank Podcast.
Hello, we're Ellie, Chris, and Guy from the Extremely Casual Gamers Podcast. We're a casual gaming podcast for the everyday gamer.
We chat everything gaming from PlayStation to Xbox to Nintendo to PC, but not like full-on stuff, like super chill stuff, casual stuff, like, oh, if you had to date a video game character, who would you date?
Even if you're just gaming on your mobile, we want to hang out with you. And we've got awesome giveaways for you to win.
Join us every Thursday for a brand new episode. Just search Extremely Casual Gamers wherever you get your podcasts.